Tori Petri, Tim Twentyman, and Mike O'Hara are here in Allen Park. The scene here has died down just a little bit, not quite as crazy busy as it was earlier, but we just heard from Matt Patricia for the first time as Detroit Lions head coach. Gentlemen, what were your main takeaways from his talk?
Well, as advertised, a smart guy, you know, he knew what he wanted to say. What I liked about him was he didn't have any catchphrases or go-to words or all that. He just talked. He didn't repeat himself. Just a very, very smart guy. He made eye contact. He looked at people who asked him questions. He delivered his message the way he wanted to. He said the right things, and he said them the way he wanted to say them.
No, that's not completely accurate, because after the second question, he did pull that number two pencil out of his ear and out of his pocket and put it in his ear. So that's kind of a catch thing with him over the years.
That was a nice move.
It was a good touch. You know, kudos to him. Strong effort. But, you know, the thing with me is I think Bob Quinn was a big theme with him and that relationship. And I think that's a really big reason why Matt Patricia was on that stage behind us today and why he's the 27th head coach of the Detroit Lions. I think, you know, every time you talked about, you know, why this situation, and when you asked Bob about why Matt Patricia, just their the way they see football similarly, going back to their 12 years in New England together, you know, Bob talked about long trips on the road to watch prospects and you know, late nights in Matt Patricia's office talking about players and how they played. And I think it's that relationship is why, you know, the Detroit Lions are in this situation right now with the GM and the coach that they have. And I thought that was just a really big theme of this press conference, was how those two guys and the way they see football is very similar.
Sure. Bob said that it felt like they were back in Patricia's office back in New England just chatting about football in that interview process.
I think we talked about that in our pre-press conference video about the, you know, philosophical alignment that came through loud and clear. They both expressed it, you know, pretty eloquently and in some detail, too, about how they both see, they evaluate players the same way, or they evaluate players maybe not exactly the same way, but they have a certain player and a certain way and a certain system of playing football, and I think it's a good match.
You know, and I think, Mike, you're going to write this on DetroitLions.com. Is, you know, this is now, you know, what Bob Quinn envisioned this organization being when he took over after the 2015 season. He got his end of it, you know, situated with the player personnel department. And now he's got his guy, his coach. And that was very evident today that this is his guy. And I think everything now is aligned with how Bob Quinn wanted to
see. And I also think, you know, it's sort of like he's got like a two-year footprint here now that Bob Quinn has put together in his 2 years as general manager. And I think it's easier to put his coach into that footprint right now, this pied-à-terre, if you want to call it. This footprint, you got that one?
Got it.
But now, because he's really had sort of a test drive for 2 years, and he's been able to sort of shape the roster to a point for 2 years, now he can expand that shape.
When I sat down with Matt Patricia afterwards, we were talking about that relationship between the two of them, and he really emphasized that as well. I talked to Bob Quinn after the press conference, and he said, I think we're going to sit down and watch some film this afternoon, which sounds about right for the two of them, right?
Well, I hope they have dinner, too, you know, because they had their families. So I wouldn't say, look, guys, you're going to go watch film. You got to have dinner by yourselves. You know, then there were some questions that were asked that weren't, like, fully answered. You know, we talked about this before. You know, the future or the whatever of Jim Bob Cooter as offensive coordinator. I don't think we really know that yet. But we'll find out in due time. And the other coaches, too, on the staff.
Yeah, you know, I think we talked about it beforehand, too. But we mentioned how the GM and the head coach is the most important
Absolutely.
Relationship in the building. Rod Wood, team president, kind of reaffirmed that when he talked after this press conference that has to be in line if a team is going to win and moving forward. And I think that's my biggest takeaway here, is that is certainly in line moving forward in Detroit.
And it's not just the general manager either, guys. It's that whole front office, that whole personnel department he's put together with, you know, Kyle O'Brien and those guys. They've really, you know, they've really got some guys who see football the same way, but within that they can have disagreements and constructive discussions. They may not see every player exactly the same, but they know how to hash it out.
Matt Patricia told me in an interview that you'll see on DetroitLions.com later this evening. He said that he and Bob Quinn used to talk about what would happen one day if they both reached the pinnacle of their careers at that next level. They said, what if we did it together? Not really thinking it would ever become a reality, but here they are. They both reached that highest level of their career at general manager and head coach, and they're doing it together.
Yeah, well, Bob was asked about that in the press conference as well, too. You know, when did you kind of formulate that list? And, you know, he said, you know, as soon as Matt Patricia kind of got up to the ranks of defensive coordinator, and kind of that's when Bob wrote his name down and thought if he ever got his opportunity that, you know, it'd be a good situation to have, you know, Matt come in and them work together. So I think this is something that he's been kind of hashing out for a while now, you know, got his opportunity and Matt Patricia's his man.
And we talked a little bit beforehand about what this defense would look like, who would be calling plays and all like that. He was a little vague on that answer as well when he was asked directly, will you be calling plays? He said, hey, I'm the head coach. The good thing about that is if I want to call a play, I can do it. So we'll see what ends up happening there.
He said offense and special teams were not a play too. Now, yes. Obviously he was tongue-in-cheek with that, but I think that's those are the things he's going to hash out here over the, you know, he walked in the building today.
Right.
You know, and so some of those questions he simply just doesn't have the answer to yet. I think he's going to sit down with Jim Bob, Cooter over the next couple of days, see how they see football. Does that align? You know, he's going to be on staff here. What capacity? You know, how him and Pasqualoni work together, how that play call sequence is going to go. Those are all things that will be worked out in the next couple of weeks. Look, next up in 3 weeks is the combine. So they're going to start to evaluate these players. Free agency is shortly after that, and then boom, there's the draft. So look, Matt Patricia has to hit the ground running because the season's coming.
Yeah, but the good thing about that is that he says that he's used to that, going so deep into the playoffs with the Patriots so frequently. He's used to really starting your offseason at this point in the year. So he said he feels like he's got a good timeline laid out for
that. And one good thing about this, and this has nothing to do with coaching, but Matt Patricia didn't give you anything in his presser today, and he talked for, 25 minutes or whatever, that you can pick apart, and it's sort of like, you know, we gotcha, you know, or a little tick or something, you know, some sort of, you know, personality flaw or some quirk. Absolutely nothing. He's got none of that stuff for him.
Certainly agree.
He's bright.
Exactly. Yeah, and enjoyable to talk to. I thought he was very personable with the media, like you mentioned off the top, Mike, and I enjoyed sitting down with him as well. All right, well, I think that that wraps up our recap of all of today's events, but make sure you check on DetroitLions.com tonight because we have plenty more where that came from in terms of articles and video, so stay tuned with us. For DetroitLions.com, Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara, I'm Tori Petrie.